There is nothing more exciting than getting some tickets in your hand to go and see a show, whether it's a concert, whether it's an act of some sort. We just love getting out and about. Sadly, it's not always as easy as just heading onto a ticketing website, because a lot of times tickets are massively overpriced because scalpers get a hold of them through technology and other means, and we get priced out of the market. Let's have a look at that this morning with Dr. Keith Parry from Western Sydney University. Good morning, Keith. I guess firstly, some of the more common forms of ticket scalping. What actually is happening out there in the marketplace?
Good morning. Well, ticket scalping's evolved a bit. It used to be that you'd turn up at a venue and meet with someone outside, a slightly dodgy character selling tickets, and you'd do it at the venue. But laws have changed and we've moved past that. So scalping's become a lot more sophisticated. We've got more technology that allows scalpers via something that we call bots to purchase large numbers of tickets before anyone else can. The sophisticated computer technology can purchase all of these tickets before we log on and work through the process. So when you get there's no tickets left, for one thing.
You know, Keith, that is very frustrating. You log in, you do the right thing, you turn up and you're logging in and the computer says, waiting, oh, I'm sorry, the tickets are out. And then, of course, they're on scalping websites before you've had a chance to even vent your frustration.
Yeah, and the technology there is readily available. I had a look as part of this research, and for under $1,000, you can just log in and register and download some software that will allow you to do it. And it's quite sophisticated. You put sort of what prices you want to pay and when you want it to start operating, and it just keeps repurchasing tickets. And it's very sophisticated. It can use, or it can bypass the system quicker than we can go through it ourselves as human beings. It's so frustrating.
I know some of those websites where you log in to purchase tickets and you have to, you know, click boxes that have got a road sign or click boxes where it's got a car and a shop front. And by the time you do all of that, there are no tickets left. And I guess, why do we still pay these overinflated prices that are well beyond the retail price for a show?
Well, what is to do with our passion for whatever the event is? People want to go and see it and be part of it, to experience it. I mean, fandom's not a rational thing. It's not rational to go and watch the same team week in, week out, especially when they're losing, but people go back and do it. So we're going to make these irrational decisions, and because it's so important to us, especially a sports team, it's a massive part of our identity. We want to be there. So we will pay the prices, whether it's double the price, just as we can say, I was there at that iconic moment. You don't want to miss out, so you'll pay the price.
Yes, Keith, I know we can all get caught up in the emotion of wanting to be there on that special day, that special night. There are some risks too, aren't there, of buying tickets from third parties, because some websites have even gone down for selling tickets that aren't even there, and people have turned up to venues with a ticket that just isn't real.
Yeah, there can be issues with that type of thing, that the tickets aren't real, that they've been printed out multiple times and those types of things. So, yeah, you've got to be careful. You can also fall foul to the law yourself. In some states, it is illegal to pay more than 10% of the face value of the ticket. So if you paid more, you could be liable for prosecution. So it's a dangerous path that we tread, really, by doing it. And you're also fueling the market by paying price from scalpers.
Keith, as technology evolves, the crooks and their technology evolves as well. It's a case of trying to be a step ahead of the game if we can. Fingers crossed we can do that. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that this morning with us today, Keith.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Keith Parry from Western Sydney University on the very frustrating practice, and boy, is it frustrating, a ticket scalping at 2NURFM 103.7.